You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex, day two. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but we're just having a heck of a good time. It's criminal that we get to spend so much time here. I mean, we're learning so much.
I don't know. Usually you have to pay to go to school to learn things, and we get paid to come to a school as incredible as this and learn stuff. Yeah. And I think it's not over. I think we got a little more coming our way.
I think this next guest is going to teach us something or two, so I'm looking forward to it. Say hello to Chris Tompkins. He's a pharma product manager with Loma Systems and Lock Inspection. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, Chris. Before we get into a conversation around Loma and Lock, take a quick few seconds. Tell us about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the industry for 7 years, and I got started basically working for a supplier, cut my teeth there. Our most popular product was metal detectors, and so after 5 years, it was a perfect transition for me to get hired direct by Lock Systems, Lock Inspection Systems, and I'm doing a great job for them, and you know, my experience just follows with what I've been doing.
Outstanding. Well, Loma and Lock, give us a 10,000-foot view. What do you guys do? How do you serve your market?
Well, basically how we serve our market is that a company, say, you know, a brand name pharmaceutical or generic or contract pharmaceutical company, well, they have to adhere to the FDA. They have a regulation in place called 21 CFR Part 11, and specifically Parts 210 and 211, that, you know, dictate a compliance. So for us, initially, that's the initial interest, is that they need to comply, and, you know, we need to basically provide product protection, quality assurance, and also protect the consumer, and that relieves ultimately the company from any liability. So again, that's initially why they come to us, but again, there's an expertise to it with metal detection. A lot of companies aren't. That's just one aspect. So they might not be aware of with how that works, and as far as how to actually configure systems in their production room. So that's where I come in to basically educate them and also make sure that they're complying.
Well, give us another level of detail on the how, what you were just talking about.
Well, you know, the how is really what these manufacturers want, because there's multiple different ways that you can accomplish something, and ultimately not everyone has the knowledge, and that's where my experience came in. Again, it comes with the engineering that we put into our machines, so, you know, it's having the validation packages, your IQ, OQ, PQ. It's also having extensive knowledge in how the machine works. Oftentimes you'll be put a machine in a production room and it's not going to just work right the first time you turn it on. So there is some troubleshooting, there's some diagnostic tests, there's product setups. And having that experience with, you know, locking systems and Loma systems gives us an edge in that department, because it's not as simple as just plugging it in and turn it on. A lot of cases there's different configurations, specifically also with, you know, raising product up. A lot of companies have issues with getting their product up and getting it into their container. Your requirement, you know, a lot of companies, they'll put platforms or they'll use conveyors. And typically what I see is that's really a no-no. FDA comes in and they'll slap them with a warning letter, because there's just risk there. There's cross-contamination risk with tablets falling on the floor. You have dust contamination that possibly could get contaminated with other products. And some of these companies, you know, if you're doing Advil or you're doing a schizophrenic drug or, you know, you're doing Alzheimer drug, I mean, you just can't afford to have these products mixed and then you get the wrong product in the wrong packaging. And again, it's a mess. So for me, it's about educating them about, you know, contamination, about containing a product, having a nice, clean execution. So that way you're raising your product up, it's contained, you're containing the dust, any residual, there's no cross-contamination, and you're getting into your product container without anything spilling on the floor, which is a problem for some customers because, as I mentioned, they may not have the proper setup. And so that's where we come in, and it's a critical role, especially to complying.
Todd, I'm not so sure that if a random citizen on the street tuned into a life sciences show They would be surprised, I think, to hear a conversation around metal detection.
Yeah.
I think that would maybe potentially freak some people out. Chris, I'm just curious. How many, but knowing that, I would expect those in the industry to be well aware of it. Is that an issue? I mean, how much education do you have to do to get people to be aware of what's really necessary here?
You'd be surprised, really, the level of education on metal detection. They really, these companies rely on their vendors to educate them. We're just one aspect. If you're managing or directing a facility where you're processing or manufacturing drugs, you're really not focused on metal detection. You're managing a big project, and we're just one sliver of that. So they really expect us to know the regulation and to tell them really what to do. And so having that knowledge that I have, that's an advantage, and that's what they look for. So it's something that companies are being faced with more and more because they're going to people are finding metal getting into products that never intended to be. So, you know, and it could be as simple, it doesn't have to be from the product. A lot of the products that are upstream are moving parts that are metal that could press together. So, you know, naturally you're going to find it, but then you also have, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, it gets worked into their products quite often. So a lot of times we have to do it in the compression, and we also have to do it in packaging. I advise customers also to do it in raw material stage because it's always good to have the protection.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to try to get a little more free consulting for our audience here from you, Chris.
You got it.
Give us some ideas about best practices. If I'm responsible for this in the plant, what should I be doing an alert for?
Well, the best practices is you want to be conducting sample tests on our machines. I would advise at least 3 times per run because you want to be checking periodically. And more frequently, the better, because what you'll typically happen, you'll test the machine at one point, and then if you test at the end, and what if it doesn't pass? Well, now what do you do with that batch? You just throw it out, or are you going to rework it? It's like, you know, you kind of want to be more precise. And that's where I think our machines also have advantages, because, you know, we electronically store everything in that machine. So companies can access that information. So if something gets through a metal detector, they know when it did, they know who was the operator, at what time, the date. And again, this is all 21 CFR related, so this is stuff that, you know, they have to have electronic records for, signatures, and it protects them, but at the same time, they have to keep track of that. Our machines have that built-in storage capacity, and it's really an easy way to do it because, honestly, a lot of people don't want a lot of technology in the production floors because there's a fear of security, just too much security of locking them out. And then also potentially stuff getting broken. You know, you're not working in some spot where everything is nice and easy flow. I mean, this is a rush job. When you're in production, you're trying to crank out the production. So everyone's working fast or working hard. Stuff gets slammed around. So just to stick a flash drive in, download the data, stick it in your PC and store it, you know, that's what I advise. Besides that, I mean, I would say, you know, stick to the combination systems. We do tablet dedusters. We integrate them into one machine. I really think that it minimizes the footprint in your rooms and also gives you that clean execution that you're looking for to get into your drums. And again, you eliminate cross-contamination. I think that's something that a lot of companies get flagged for that I've seen as I travel.
Chris, talk about some of the products that you're showcasing here at Interfex.
Well, we're showcasing a bottle line system, which is, you know, a popular. We stock this unit. It's a 6x12 end mount. And again, this is something that typically, you know, if a customer has packaging and they want a metal detector, that's what we're going to most likely refer them to. And then we also have our pharmaceutical unit, which is the product line that I manage. And it's very important, as I just mentioned, through everything with the regulations, with the pharmaceutical unit, we're getting down to very small contaminants. So again, that's the advantage is, you know, where we can spot those things before they go through packaging, because a packaging metal detector may not find it. And the last thing you want is packaging to go out and have contamination. So that's why, I mean, the FDA mandates now that everything in the compression room has a metal detector in it. And so that's why we're featuring that machine. And to be honest, it's really got great features that other machines don't have. And I think that's an advantage.
I already know part of the answer to the question I'm about to ask you, and that part of an answer is guys with as much knowledge as you have about what the issues are and how to address them. But talk a little bit more about Lohmann Lock and what sets you apart.
Well, what really sets us apart is our support is unbelievable, and I could tell you that's been like our feather in our cap for years. And I could tell you that, you know, big companies do make user requirement specifications around our machine, which means, you know, they specify that the facilities globally will buy our machine. You know, I could tell you, even, you know, generics now, they're getting into doing extensive validations basically on our machines, and that's globally as well. So, you know, that's really what sets us apart, is that from, you know, validation to having features on our machine like our direct digital signal, an operator can basically set up the machine in real time for any product signal, any type of interference, if it's vibration, electromagnetic, they could see that right away, and they can compensate for it, and it's in real time. There's no getting the laptop out, which, you know, I don't think anyone in a production room or in that level is going to have a laptop, because they would just break them every day. So, you know, honestly, you know, those guys really aren't trained for that. They probably don't even know how to use a laptop if they wanted to. So for us, you mean, for them just to queue it up, really, you know, you can teach a monkey to do it, and it's real simple, user-friendly, and, you know, like I said, it's a real quick tool for them to set up for products. And once I show people how to do that, it's like the light bulb goes off. And to be honest, I mean, we do demonstrations all the time, and everyone listening, I'd like to, you know, if you're interested in our products, we do free trials, we do free demonstrations. So contact me, and we can set that up.
Chris, when we sit down with you at, say, Interphex 2016, what will be some of the new innovations, new advancements in technology that we'll be talking about then? Do you have a pulse on what's coming, what trends we should be looking for?
Well, I mean, I have an idea in my head what I'd like to see. I mean, I would definitely like to see, you know, enhanced sensitivity settings. You know, we always want to be pushing it, getting smaller and smaller particles. So I think, you know, we're working on product developing product for LOMA and lock inspection system. So we're going to see that. We're going to see some design changes. Part of my role is really delivering customer feedback to the upper management, to the manufacturing, because that's a lot of times companies may feel like, well, their voices aren't heard. Well, for me, you know, I'm very honest with the feedback, and I'd like to be able to be good in all areas, not just support and service. I want to be good with the quality and the performance of the machine. And typically now with the competition, you have to be across the board, be the best in everything. So we're going to be working on sensitivity, some design changes that are going to limit breakages and design failures. So we're going to be, you know, without talking too much about it. But yeah, we're trying to eliminate, it's about preventative rather than actually waiting for a cure. You know, we're actually trying to be a step ahead. And so that's going to happen. As far as, you know, when that's going to happen, I'm hoping by 2016 we're looking pretty good. So, but
well, young blood, I am never going to take for granted again the act of popping a pill. I got to tell you, I feel better every day with that activity. Well, Chris, I hate to say it, but we're out of time.
Oh,
before
man.
We let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about LOMA and Lock?
Well, they can go to our websites online at www.lockinspection.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn, which, you know, you can easily just search for me. My cell phone, you can call me, and my email is ktompkins@lockinspection.com. And sure, I'd be glad to talk with you, help you out, and with every way possible, you know, demonstrations, a trial. If you have just questions, you want general knowledge, I can obviously email you any product information you need.
All right, Chris Tompkins, former product manager with LOMA Systems and Lock Inspection. Dude, come out of your shell a little bit next time, okay? All right. It was great to have you. Thanks for stopping
by. You got it. Well, thanks, Todd and Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Chris Tompkins, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interphex. We'll be right back.